Lesson 6, Outcomes. Differentiate among the stages of fire development. Compartment fire development. Typically, when we think about a fire, we tend to limit our perspective to the burning fuel itself. However, in the sections that follow, we will see that the compartment surrounding that burning fuel has a significant impact on the available ventilation, access to additional fuel, and heat losses or gains. Compartment fire development depends upon whether the fire is fuel limited, when sufficient oxygen is available for flaming combustion. Under these conditions, the fuel's characteristics, such as heat release rate and configuration, control fire development. As long as the fire can reach more ignitable fuel, it will continue to burn. Ventilation limited, the fire has access to all of the fuel needed to maintain combustion. However, the fire does not have access to enough oxygen to continue to burn or to spread to all available fuels. All compartment fires begin in the incipient stage as fuel-limited fires. Once the fire reaches the growth stage, the fire will either remain fuel-limited if there is enough oxygen to support continued growth, or the fire will consume all available oxygen and become ventilation-limited. A fuel-limited fire will usually progress through the stages of fire development in order. Ventilation-limited fires tend to enter an early state of decay at the end of the growth stage because there is no longer enough available oxygen for the fire to become fully developed. The following section will define the stages of fire development and then describe the progression of a fire in a compartment. Note: the following section's examples in the information boxes describe fire behavior in a room with one exterior window, an exterior doorway, and typical modern furnishings found in a residential living room. Stages of fire development. Fires develop through four stages: incipient, growth, fully developed, and decay. These stages can occur with any fire. However, three key factors control how the fire develops: the fuel properties, the ventilation available, and heat conservation. Depending on these factors, the fire development stages exhibit different characteristics or may occur in a different sequence. The four stages of fire development can be generally defined as follows. Incipient stage. The incipient stage starts with ignition, when the three elements of the fire triangle come together and the combustion process begins. At this point, the fire is small and confined to a small portion of the fuel first ignited. Growth stage. As the fire transitions from incipient to growth stage, more of the initial fuel package becomes involved and the production of heat and smoke increases. If there are other fuels close to the initial fuel package, radiant heat from the fire may begin to pyrolyze nearby fuels, which could spread the fire to new fuel packages. The fire may continue to grow to become fully developed, or may enter an early state of decay, depending upon available oxygen. Fully developed stage. The fully developed stage occurs when all combustible materials in the compartment are burning at their peak heat release rate based on the available oxygen. The fire is consuming the maximum amount of oxygen that it can. If the fire is limited to one fuel package, the fully developed stage occurs when the entire fuel package is on fire and the fire has reached its peak heat release rate. Decay stage. As the fire consumes the available fuel or oxygen and the heat release rate begins to decline, the fire enters the decay stage. Fuel-limited fires may self-extinguish in this phase or reduce to smoldering fires. Ventilation-limited fires may also self-extinguish. However, if oxygen becomes available during the decay stage before complete extinguishment, these fires are likely to re-enter the growth stage and rapidly become fully developed. Open burning. Open burning, or a free burn condition, provides the most basic fire growth curve, figure 4.29a and b. Open burning is representative of a fuel-limited fire, such as a campfire, a pile of wood pallets, or a sofa in a large, open, empty warehouse. This fire is considered fuel-controlled because a single item burning either outside or in a large, well-ventilated space means there is sufficient oxygen available to burn the fuel until it can no longer sustain combustion. As heat and fire gases are produced, they move away from the fuel and disperse throughout the environment, remote from the burning fuel. The only limit or control on the heat release rate of a fire burning out in the open is the fuel itself. Incipient stage. The incipient stage is where a fire begins, figure 430. Once ignition occurs and the combustion process begins, development in the incipient stage depends largely upon the characteristics and configuration of the fuel involved. Fuel limited fire. Air in the compartment provides adequate oxygen to continue fire development. The following describes what occurs when a compartment fire enters the incipient stage. Radiant heat warms the adjacent fuel and continues the process of pyrolysis. A thin plume of hot gases and flame rises from the fire and mixes with the cooler air in the compartment. The hot gases in the plume rise until they encounter the ceiling and then begin to spread horizontally. This flow of fire gases is called the ceiling jet. Hot gases in contact with the surfaces of the compartment and its contents transfer heat to other materials. In this early stage of fire development, the fire has not yet influenced the environment within the compartment to a significant extent. The temperature, while increasing, is only slightly above ambient in areas that the fire, plume, and ceiling jet directly affect. During the incipient stage, occupants can safely escape from the compartment, and a portable extinguisher or small hosseline can safely extinguish the fire. Fire development depends on characteristics and configuration of fuel involved. Radiant heat warms adjacent fuel, and pyrolysis continues. Thin plume of hot gases and flame rise from the fire and spread across the ceiling. Ceiling jet. Hot gases transfer heat to other materials. Fire has not significantly influenced the environment. The transition from incipient to growth stage can occur quickly, in some cases in seconds, depending on the type and configuration of fuel involved. A visual indicator that a fire is leaving the incipient stage is flame height. When flames reach 2.5 feet, 750 meters high, radiated heat begins to transfer more heat than convection. The fire will then enter the growth stage. Growth stage. Within the growth stage, a variety of fire behaviors can occur, depending upon the number of ventilation sources. The fire may consume all of its available oxygen and enter a ventilation-limited state of decay, or ventilation may provide enough oxygen for rapid fire development and/or growth to full development. Rapid fire development usually occurs during the growth stage. Understanding fire dynamics is largely an understanding of everything that can happen during the growth stage. Note, keep in mind that if the fire enters ventilation-limited decay, it does not necessarily indicate that the fire is in its final stage of development. Incipient growth stage. As the fire transitions from incipient to growth stage, it begins to influence more of the compartment's environment. It has grown large enough for the compartment configuration and amount of ventilation to influence it. The first effect is the amount of air that is entrained into the fire. Entrainment. Unconfined fires draw air from all sides, and the entrainment, drawing in of air, cools the plume of hot gases, reducing flame length and vertical extension, figure 432. In a compartment fire, the location of the fuel package in relation to the compartment walls affects the amount of air that is entrained, and thus the amount of cooling that takes place. The following tenets describe entrainment based on the positioning of fuel packages. Fires in fuel packages in the middle of the room can entrain air from all sides. Fires in fuel packages near walls can only entrain air from three sides. Fires in fuel packages in corners can only entrain air from two sides. When the fuel package is not in the middle of the room, the combustion zone expands vertically.